Instagram nailed.
Yes.
Although he needs to post more.
Doing more work.
Getting more labor for us.
Hello and welcome to Buena Vista, episode 338. I am Ben, and something truly wondrous has happened. Me and the other neighborhood kids were hanging out in the woods like we do every night, and we discovered a strange alien creature. We were pretty scared at first, but after we got to know him, we realized he's lost and scared and got left there by his family by mistake. We call him Al, short for Alien Life Form. Al really wants to get back to his home planet, but he wants to have a little bit of fun first. We found out that the only food he could eat is cigarettes because everything else makes him sick. Oh, except for beer as well, which he says makes him feel better because something in the Earth atmosphere makes him sick if he doesn't have a beer every half hour or so. We're not old enough to buy cigarettes or beer, so Al asked us to steal as much as we could from our parents. But when we ran out, he used his special alien powers to teach us how to shoplift them from convenience stores. So now he has all the beer and cigarettes he needs, and he's not as angry at us anymore. Al loves gambling, too. We didn't think it would be possible, but Al used his crazy alien powers to sneak us into the dog track, and we spent a whole day lifting notes out of guys' pockets and laying down bets on the dogs, and finding more beer and cigarettes for Al, obviously, because he got on a losing streak, and that started to make him feel sick again. Al really loves strip clubs, too. He told us he'd never seen a human before, but he really loves looking at their bodies. Especially, he says, if they're a nude broad with big, big jugs who's shaking her shit on a stage and she's loving it. Al told us this while teaching us how to go through a whole car park looking for a car that's unlocked so we could maybe steal it if they left the keys in there. Or just to take some of their shit to sell at a pawn shop and get our little dickholes back to the dog track. With me is Al. It's Theo. Hi, Theo.
Hey. How you going, boys? So
you're definitely from like another planet, right?
Yeah, like, you know, like space and stuff.
You doing all right, pal? You need another beer? You seem to be struggling a little.
You boys know how to find a nudie mag. Al's getting a bit weird. Al's feeling weird.
It's crazy that we look so similar, like that you're from a completely different planet. Like,
it's an evolution, right? Like you'd expect if it works once. And you know, I like looking at the dirty magazines you guys like looking at too. Isn't that funny?
Wow, it's really a beautiful lesson for us to learn as teens, I think, tweens maybe. That even though there's a gulf between... Are you in the same solar system or a different galaxy?
No, I'm from... I'm from... What's that? Epilogue 4 SG.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's... Where is that?
It's in the... Humbucker system.
And yet we have so much in common. Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, you got any wet rags? I'm starting to get stinky under here. Give myself a little dab before I go to the club.
Also with me is the government scientist tasked with either bringing Al into a containment facility or just shooting him in the head because he's pretty nasty. It's Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, if he doesn't give me a beer, I'm shooting the fucker.
Yeah.
Honestly. You know how many of the beers I've had that you guys have been rounding up all day? Fucking one.
Which government agency do you work for?
Can't really tell you about that. I thought that would have been pretty obvious.
You don't have like a uniform or like a badge or anything.
Kids, if you go behind the strip club afterwards, sometimes the girls go out there to smoke.
I'm with the Department of Child Services.
Sometimes.
Got to look out for these guys.
Gotta wait for their shift to end.
I'm imagining him as just sort of a nude man who's about 4 feet tall, and he's from Jersey, I think.
You're picturing Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of picturing New Jersey Danny DeVito. Hey, imagine having a crazy paranormal experience like becoming best friends with Al. That would be something that we would maybe cover in Paranormal Watch. It's time for Paranormal Watch.
Unbelievable, we don't have a stinger for that one.
We should really include aliens in the cryptid theme now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because that's a really good theme.
Yeah, it's a good theme. And we forgot about
cryptids?
It.
Well, no.
Sure.
But does the cryptid theme have the word cryptid in it anywhere?
No, I definitely think it's more of a kind of paranormal watch.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Kind of vibe.
Yep.
We Lessons should get learned. This together. You know?
This is from r/experiencers.
Wait, sorry. Not experiences. It's people experiences. Having experiences.
I think these people having like experiencers with an R. This is they're experiencing capital E experiences. This is for a very like broad range of paranormal phenomenon. This is a really interesting case.
Is this like putting on your dating app that you like music?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm one of the few people who has had an experience.
I love having fun. Yeah. Most people do. I don't, but I know a lot of people who do.
Pretty into food.
Oh, foodies. From r/experiences, my kid told me about Earth's history. Anyone have kids that revealed more knowledge than they should possess? Here we go.
Yeah, it's because I've been teaching them.
Tell them about all sorts of shit.
Been teaching them about the world. It's a jungle out there.
Come here, kids. Look at this. This is a dead dog. This is what life is. We're all going to end up like this. So my owl is Australian for some reason.
Oh, you little bastards.
You little shits. Come over and check this shit out. We've got to go put down a couple of pineapples on the trots. Another experiencer asked me to share what my 5-year-old child shared with me about Earth's history. So here it is. I have not discussed my views on NHI.
Uh-huh.
I actually don't know what
NHI,
that is.
NHI. Non-heterosexual interactions.
That's right. Non-heteronormative intercourse.
Yeah.
I'm talking about scissoring. Am I right?
Are you?
Let's give our thoughts real quick.
I've not discussed my views on NHI or whether Earth's known history was accurate with my 5-year-old for obvious reasons. But one day, the child shared the following. Brackets, I'm using they in place of she pronouns to help hide the identity in case someone figures out my egoic identity.
However, yeah, you don't want the government getting a hold of this information, you know?
Yes, that's right. However, they do not identify as a they. So they're making pains to stress that their child knows the hidden history of mankind, but is not non-binary.
Yeah. You'd hate for them to reveal the gender of their child so that the intelligence agent reading this can then discard 150 million files. We don't need to look through those. They're definitely part of this pile. Narrow it down with these clues.
Without prompting it completely out of the blue, my kid said that they were upset with Saturn for keeping us here for so long.
Oh, typical Saturn.
When I asked for an explanation, they said that they wanted to go back to the way things used to be. My kid wasn't able to articulate too much on this, but then continued. They said they remember fighting invading lizards from space and that we were losing, so they made huge explosions to try and destroy them, but we lost. They indicated the huge explosions were nuclear explosions after I showed a generic nuclear explosion photo.
Are you talking about Scientology? Are you talking about the origin stories of Scientology? Is your
child
a Scientologist?
Real? Yeah, I don't think that happened on Saturn. Oh, well, Saturn's a gas giant. So you
no, I mean, it's gas giant. It doesn't stand to reason. There's so many holes in this child's story. I had the impulsive thought the other day. If you went into a gem store, do you reckon they'd let you try the crystals before you buy them?
I think they would definitely let you hold them and suggest some properties or some feelings that you might be encountering as you hold them.
What if I think a little crystals juice for them like free of charge?
They're like a long-term benefit, crystals, I think. But if you manage to strike up a good conversation with someone at a crystal store, you could probably get like an hour or two, like if it's a really good conversation.
Yeah.
Like you're really charming.
Just a little recharge.
Yeah. And you
like,
walk
like
out.
Like how they give free refills at Hungry Jack's or whatever.
Yeah, except you never purchased a crystal in the first place.
Yeah, I'm going to put that back on the shelf.
Oh, I'm assuming
$7 for an amethyst. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm assuming that while you're having this hour-long conversation, Ben, you are like holding a large crystal in each hand.
Yes, yes. Gripping them tightly.
Discreetly, but tightly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're keeping a big carnelian in each hand, and you're trying to absorb as much as you possibly can while having a chat.
Yeah. You know what, actually, I would say you gotta get them talking.
Yeah.
You gotta find something that's clearly they've been waiting to express to someone else and be like,
"Hey, you like crystals?
Hey, I've been meaning to ask actually. Did you design the layout of this store? Because this is beautiful. I would love to know your thought process and the furniture choices here and really drill down in detail and be like, a lot of people would have gone for something a little more obvious, but you've been more subtle.
I'm picking up a big piece of rose quartz while I say, so, immigration, good?
Just giving them really long, complicated would you rather questions. I'm soaking up so much positive energy. They said that they, I think this is either the lizards or Saturn, I'm unclear at this point.
Or the kid who is being de-identified, yeah.
Yes, that's right. The gendered but non-specific child. They said they took our abilities away and that, quote, I'm sad that I can't do what I used to be able to do.
Yeah, I'm also sad about that.
Yeah, because my knees are sore.
Yeah, my shit's all fucked.
Used to be able to slut drop. Can't do that anymore. This child also likes monsters, but they say they are misunderstood, saying that you can't look at the outside. You have to look at the inside to know if they're mean.
That's right, kids.
Oh, someone's been watching Pixar's propaganda films, I see.
Don't look at me from my exterior. I got a fucking heart of gold, kids.
I'm a sweetie under all this.
I'm a scared and confused alien boy.
Under all this fucking filth.
Oh, I'm lost because of my ET mum and my ET dad. They took off. Help me get home. The child has a pretty advanced consciousness and also what most would call imaginary friends.
I'm calling them that right now.
Yep, they are not real. I tend to think that they have an open third eye and can see beyond normal sight. This kid is also bright and finished the elementary school math curriculum in the first grade, but I don't know if that's relevant. I mentioned the consciousness, third eye, and intellectual capabilities because in some ways they are a child, but they are spiritually advanced in a way that doesn't match their age. By the way, I didn't have a TV at the time, and the kid wasn't watching any movies or TV shows.
Like the idea that a child can possibly only be influenced to repeat something they've heard somewhere else if they're like actively looking at a TV while they're saying, yeah, I saw an alien, he was from Melmac. He wants to eat our cat.
Yeah.
He'd like a beer from the fridge.
This 5-year-old from the year 2024 was 100% watching Alf on the TV.
Ben, I've got all of Alf on my Plex. Can I just recommend that you watch the pilot episode?
I would love to watch the pilot episode of Alf. Is it good?
He is fresh off the boat and he's just trying to fuck the wife and get at the beers. Like, it's
that rocks.
It's a convergent evolution, really.
It's really funny because, like, he crash lands through the roof of the Tanner family, and they're like, "Oh my god, he is an alien species!" And he's like, "Yeah, what's up? Hey, everybody! Oh, it's fucking crazy how it came through the roof, huh?" And he's just speaking English, and he's very horny about Willie Tanner's wife, and nobody is like, "How are you speaking English? Why do you have an American accent?"
Well, he's an old soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's an advanced being.
Past lives, advanced consciousness, Alf. Alf has a past life as a regular human guy that he's tapping into. It works both ways.
Yeah. His past life as... Alf has been talking for like 5 years back on Melmac about being a starseed from this distant world.
Yeah.
What I used to do... I feel in my past life, I would get under sinks and I would fix the plumbing.
And I had a cool white vehicle that was just full of tools.
Yeah. I think my name was Al Bundy.
But here's the thing. My vehicle could only travel along in contact with the ground. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Anyone else have kids that shared information / experiences that they shouldn't possess based on their age? It seems like whatever is interacting with me is also interacting with some of my kids.
That's you. You're interacting with your kids.
How good is it to have your kid be like, and then there was a Saturn and the lizards from Saturn, and they came here and there was lots of really cool big explosions. Yep, they look like that explosion on that piece of paper there. And that we fought them, but we lost. And now I used to have psychic power, but I don't anymore. And that's because of lizards. And you're like, holy fucking shit. Jesus Christ.
The father of the new Nostradamus.
This is real.
Just an awesome way to just immediately show yourself as the world's most gullible man.
Yeah.
To the rest of the community.
You know? I might maybe get my psychic powers back if you buy Xbox for me.
Yeah.
If I get a PlayStation, I reckon I could maybe see past lives. Oh shit! I better get you both, one of each, just in case. There's a reply here that I thought was very illuminating. I've just wanted to say I've heard other parents speak of these kinds of experiences, and they call their kids star children.
Yes,
a new generation of more advanced humans. They sound truly gifted. My child's experience was something different. When he was 3.5 to 4 years old, he started making detailed drawings of World War II combat. There were fierce battles with planes, tanks, guns, and bombs.
How old?
3.5 to 4.
The kids cannot draw at 3.5 to 4. No. You are 100% assigning meaning to literal streaks of paint. I've got a star child, by the way, and I've also got a regular child, got to tell you.
It's a star child from planet shit.
Yeah.
It's okay for us to make fun of one of his kids for being rude, by the way.
Yeah, we don't know which one. It could be
either. It could be either of them. It's fine.
Either of my children.
And if you're listening to this because your old dad has died, it was neither of you.
Yeah.
You were both angels.
Beautiful, perfect angels that certainly did not throw up all over the couch and the bed yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Besides these not looking like the random art of a small child, there was incredible detail, and he had drawn planes from the point of view of someone on the ground seeing one coming towards them. He drew tanks with details that I could not have done. He also described sound effects, explosions, and asked me to write them down, such as pow, bang, boom.
Yeah.
He was also doing these drawings in preschool, which caused an upset. The teachers approached me and asked if I was letting him watch war movies or other violent content. Absolutely not. He seemed to need to draw these images most urgently, as if they were memories. He needed my help because he didn't know the alphabet yet, but the images were very clear. I couldn't help but wonder if he was recalling a past life. I thought so, and let him express himself.
Yeah, he's recalling his past life. Oh, yes, I remember I was in this crazy battle fighting against the dastardly Americans and the hideous British.
We were in a beautiful old city, and the Russians were closing in on one side, the Americans on the other.
I had the most stylish outfit that you have ever seen.
This is
tragically
amazing.
I had to take my own life.
I was really mad for some reason. I feel like I was underground.
I'd honestly rather be doing drawings of dogs and alas, duty pulled me away.
He draws a mountain landscape. He points it towards me and asks, "You think this is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is good? Mm. Like, it's not bad. Like, it's okay.
You think I could do this for a living? Or should I get kind of resentful? Do you think?"
Hopefully this sort of brain is not representative of the general population. But there is a way that we could find out. We could do that via poll. It's time for the poll report.
Is the poll report.
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys... So this is a completely different poll. Fuck, I should have used this one. Oh, well. It's a poll that's going around at the moment of, like, different countries around the world, whether they positively or negatively view America. And, like, of the countries polled, Australia was, like, the second most negative view of Americans.
Really?
Which, yeah, explains a lot of this podcast. But the most American-favoring country on that list was Poland. Yes. By, like, a massive percentage. Like, 4% of Polish people view America unfavorably.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
That's crazy. I would have thought that Australia would be way higher on the sucking America's dick ladder, you know?
Yeah, you would have thought. I guess that's just...
One of those countries where, like, we kind of get so... We import so much of our culture from them, you know? Just in terms of the movies we watch and the TV and all that kind of jazz, all the music.
Yeah, you'd think.
But no, it's Poland.
Yeah. Well done, Poland.
Well done, Poland.
This, however, is a different poll. This is from YouGov. I think it was taken at the end of last year. This is a percentage of favorable versus unfavorable views of fashion trends in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of taking the temperature of how people feel about things. So the single most favorable item on the list, flannel shirts. 63% favorable, 8% unfavorable, 28% undecided, and 1% never heard of them.
A third of people who just can't make up their mind.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good. Maybe it's
It's timeless, the flannel shirt, isn't it?
It is enduring, isn't it?
Yeah. Really makes sense.
Yeah. Anthony Fantano, it's really onto something.
Oh, you can wear it. You can wear it in a tidy style, in a relaxed style.
Yeah.
It can be a grungy look. It can be like a...
It can be business or it can be pleasure. Yes.
It can be lumberjacking, you know?
It could be pleasure flannel. Bootcut pants, 45% favorable.
Serious?
Yeah, that's a high, high percentage for the bootcut gene.
Bootcut jeans, people showing up. The bootcut jeans got shooters, six shooters.
I think in America, there's probably like, I think the red states are holding up that percentage of the bootcut pant.
Yeah.
I think substantially, probably.
Bootcut pant fans hold up 45% of the sky.
Correct. That's right. 15% viewed them unfavorably. 31% undecided. 8% not sure what they are. Ripped jeans. 33% favorable.
Yeah.
I think they're coming back. I think we had a love affair with them in the 2000s and the 90s. Then we got out of them and now they're back. Zoomers are doing them.
I'd like more detail about this, right? Because I think ripped jeans come in a lot of different forms. And my approval is going to base on the form. There's jeans that have naturally worn through at the knees or wherever. That's the best.
That's
I think
timeless
we can all agree.
Look. Yeah.
There's jeans where a teenager wanted ripped jeans and they've cut a hole and made a tear. And it's clean, it's artificial, it's terrible. Nobody's happy about that. Then there's the kind of jeans that you wear, perhaps you are going to a nightclub in Sydney, and you have like a series of rips up and down the thighs. There's maybe some bleaching.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got your best popped collar polo on with them.
That's definitely my image of ripped jeans, if we're talking about a fashion trend.
Yeah.
You remember like... JJ's in like the 2000s where it was just all pre-ripped jeans, and your parents, if you bought a pair, would be like, what are you buying ripped jeans for? You'd be like, shut up, you don't understand.
Yeah
And now I think that, now I believe that. What are you buying ripped jeans for? You tell me someone at the factory had to rip these for you,
or they come pre-ripped.
Trucker hats, 24% favorable.
Wow.
30% unfavorable.
Oh.
33% undecided, 12% never heard of them.
The world is turning on Ben.
I guess. I thought trucker hats were just like a... Are they choogy? Am I choogy? I hope not.
I think they're also a reasonably timeless thing.
Yeah, yes.
Frankly.
Bucket hats. 22% favorable. 31% unfavorable, 30% undecided, 17% never heard of them.
We're talking like out of a bucket hats, like Wheatus?
Yeah. Like Wheatus. Like
Wheatus?
Yeah. Like perhaps like one of the Gallagher brothers on stage in an Oasis show.
I feel like there's been a specific type of bucket hat wearing young person that has existed forever. Like, regardless of what the trends were, there was someone in a bucket hat. And they all had one thing in common. They were really annoying.
Like Wheatus?
I'm not
thinking Wheatus. I'm thinking, although Wheatus does have, the guy from Wheatus does have a bucket hat. I'm thinking New Radicals?
You're thinking Get What You Give by the New Radicals.
Get What You Give by the New Radicals.
He's wearing a bucket hat on the cover and throughout the song, and then at some point he takes his hat off, and you're like, oh, I see why you have the hat
on. That's a really annoying fucking bucket hat.
That's
Is that a pinstripe bucket hat? No, can't be. No,
it's
no,
more,
sorry.
It's more just that it's got caught a band, the light there. You know? Yeah.
Good song, though.
He's got the same bucket hat in two
colors.
Thank
you for backing me up on that.
I mean, it's fine. If it came on, I wouldn't get mad at it. There are like certain nostalgia songs from that period where if they come on, I'm walking out of the room. Teenage Dirtbag comes on, I'm leaving. That song sucks piss.
Yeah, it's got the 90s thing where they've mixed in the sound effects from the fucking from the video clip or whatever into the song.
That's good.
That might be like one of the single lamest things they did in the 90s.
Yeah. Lastly, Popped Collars, 16% favorable.
How the mighty have fallen.
I mean, that's still, what, one in six Americans being like, yeah, I flipped that shit up, and it looks fucking great.
Dope.
34% were unfavorable, 31% undecided, 19% completely unfamiliar with the concept of popping that collar up.
Do you know, here's a little bit of zeitgeist synergy. For some reason, the song Murder on the Dance Floor has been... What's the deal? Why is that in Australia?
It's because it features... it's
Sophie Ellis-Bextor, right?
Yeah, it's Bextor.
Bextor, yeah. Sorry.
It's because at the end of the movie Saltburn with Barry Keoghan, there is a scene that plays out wordlessly and plays the entirety of Murder on the dance floor.
Marilyn, which is Murder on the Dance Floor.
And then it has subsequently become a TikTok trend type.
So, do you know who wrote Murder on the Dance Floor?
Was it you?
Co-wrote Sophie Ellis-Bextor with Greg Alexander of the Bucket Hat from the New Radicals.
New Radical.
That's crazy. It's all connected.
It's all connected.
Wow, only Al can show you the connections like this, but he can only do it after he's had a second beer in half an hour, you know?
Got some knowledge coming up.
That song's piss. I hate it.
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yeah, it's just annoying. I don't know what it is. Doesn't have the sauce for me. There's no groove to it. If you put on Madison Avenue's Don't Call Me Baby, I'm going to be shaking my little boot.
I'm going to be cutting it up on the dance floor.
I would love to watch you cut it up on the dance floor so much. Not out of meanness, not because I think it would be bad. I just want to see you inhabiting your body that fully.
I cannot imagine the circumstances under which I would cut it up on the dance floor.
I would have to spike your drink with such a specific cocktail of drugs and one beer. absolutely crazy. You must have danced at your wedding.
Oh, under duress.
Are you not a public dancer?
No, yeah. I think
I just
Caitlin
don't
was
know
wearing
how
the
to.
Duress.
Oh, you. Ah, no.
I don't think I am. So spurious. Did you guys do a choreographed dance?
No, we just sort of like shuffled backwards and forwards for upwards of like 40 seconds until a bunch of relatives rushed onto the dance floor and went, yeah.
How do you make it so that it's like... Because I like the first dance thing a little, but I think it should be like 5 seconds where it's just you guys and then immediately everyone's given the signal.
Yes.
Like straight away, basically. You walk out, you go shuffle once, shuffle twice.
Ideally.
Shuffle three times.
Do you remember the song, Theo?
Yeah, it was Kick by INXS.
Okay.
I think.
I was trying to remember if I can remember what my one was.
Wow. Neither of you seem certain down the, about down... what your first dance was to.
No, I remember, look, I'll be honest, getting married, bit of a whirlwind. The day of the wedding, there's a lot on. And it keeps happening, and it goes and goes. I'm pretty sure, I think in my memory, I am conflating the song that played in on our first dance with the song that played like after we said I do, and then everybody claps, and then you got to like stand around and sign your little marriage certificates for the celebrant and stuff. It was I'm in Love by Wilson Pickett.
Oh, okay.
Great song.
So check
great
this song. Out. Walking down the aisle. Mm-hmm. Talking Starful by Sugar Ross.
You know what? I knew that, and I don't know whether this is because you've told me before I assumed.
Multiple people crying.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You played Sugar Ross like while she's walking down the aisle is like cheating, and I've seen it at like two or three weddings now, and people are just like bursting into tears. I'm crying. Everyone's absolutely crying because it fucking works.
On the Way Out, One Day Like This by Elbow.
Yes.
Fantastic. Uplifting.
So good.
Hey, just back to the poll report for a second.
I want to
throw a theory at you, Ben.
Yes.
Which is, what if the favorability ratings here correspond directly with someone who's having an entire outfit described to them, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say... How favorably are you picturing this person as I describe them to you in sequence? Oh, yeah, he's wearing a flannel shirt. And you're like, yeah, that's fine. He's got bootcut jeans on. Okay.
Yeah, a bit strange.
The jeans are ripped.
Yeah.
He's wearing a trucker hat.
And on top of that trucker
and
hat.
And a bucket hat. And his collar is popped.
Do you like this guy?
Average American man.
Would you hang out with this guy? This makes me think of like a Limmy sketch where he's describing like the most annoying thing possible. That's this guy.
Maybe they were trying to figure out what like Joe Biden should wear for State of the Union. Like, no, the approval rating's going down as we get further into the outfit. Pull back.
You know what? I thought this guy was a total pussy, but when I saw him come out on stage wearing ripped bootcut jeans...
He's got a Von Dutch trucker cap on?
Fucking hell. He's got a tight, tight polo with the collar popped.
Joe Biden's got a custom chain wallet.
This isn't your grandpa's grandpa. This is a cool grandpa.
Oh, if you think that Joe Brandon would come out wearing something as cool as that, you must be tripping. Let's describe some other trips on the Tripping Report.
I'm like itching for another edition of the Trippin' Report.
This comes to us from Arrowwood user Baz. You know Baz gets into it. Oh, Baz up to his classic shit. That's right, folks. We're coming back for another look into the experience of ingesting way the fuck too much ground nutmeg. Baz says, bought 30 grams of fresh ground nutmeg. I dropped some of the nutmeg. Now, I believe they mean on the floor.
Like literally just spilled it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, Baz, you fuck up.
I dropped some of the nutmeg, so weighed the remaining and had 25 grams left. You dropped 5 fucking grams of your precious nutmeg.
Yeah. Goddamn. Street value, $400,000.
That's right.
I really want to know if these guys are using like a little container of like ground nutmeg in the Master Foods thing from Woolworths, or if they're buying the nutmeg themselves, getting the microplane out, making a little pile of nutmeg.
I've read a couple where they are doing it from whole, but I think mostly it's just people buying ground nutmeg.
You'd want to be doing it fresh, I reckon. I knew this stuff tasted horrible, so I emptied out some old capsules and packed the nutmeg into them. I managed to fill 30 capsules, which I would then take the next day.
30 caps? Because we've covered that, like, that's about the amount of nutmeg that you need to do, right?
Yeah.
So he is swallowing...
30
surely that amount of, like... What do they make the capsules out of? It's like
gelatin. Yeah. I feel like swallowing 30 empty ones would give me an upset tummy.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted to come up at around 1 p.m. while out at the mall where I was meeting my friends. So I set my alarm for 8:30 a.m.
God,
terrible
your
idea.
Hate you, dude.
Your friends are like, oh, fuck, Baz is here. Did you actually invite him or did you just mention that we were going? Is he? Does he smell like nutmeg? Smells a lot like nutmeg.
All I wanted to do was go out with my friends shopping for some ripped bootcut jeans. And yes. Here's fucking Baz. Here's fucking Baz.
Is he wearing a bucket hat? Oh.
Only 16% of us approve of that. My experience is as follows. 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Took all 30 capsules containing 25 grams of nutmeg.
He's just like making a shaking noise when he walks around.
I mean, even the process of doing that, how many pills do you reckon you could swallow at once easily?
Five.
Zero. I'm gagging on every one of those.
I'm going to have such a great day. Here we go. First pill. It's stuck in there.
My kids are old enough to take tablets now instead of like the liquid medicine that you give to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
can't wait for that. The liquid medicine has the exact color and consistency of cum.
They should make it blue.
Panadol, change your medicine.
Make it pink or something, for
yeah.
fuck's sake.
You ever spill like a bunch of it on the floor?
Oh, you posted a photo of that in the Discord the other day, and I could not figure out for the life of me what the fuck was happening in your life.
God damn. So, yeah, and the other day we like gave one of our kids a Panadol, and it was one of the kind of more cylindrical-shaped tablets. Still a tablet, not a caplet or whatever. And she's just gone, goom, gah, and dry swallowed this big-ass Panadol.
Oh, no.
I was like, what are you doing? She's like, it's fine. I can do it. It's like, you can. You don't have to, you know? Give yourself a treat. Just a little mouthful of water. God damn. 12 p.m. Started to feel very lightheaded, and my body felt light, as if I could easily jump over a car. Try it. Try it, motherfucker. 1:30 p.m. I want to know if he's at the jeans store yet. Really starting to come up, getting very, very, very strong waves.
This is 5 hours after he has had the pills.
Yeah, but nailed it timing-wise.
Mm. Yeah, he's good. This guy's a pro.
Capsules and everything. Like this guy's thought ahead.
I was finding it extremely hard to stay conscious. I started to get quite anxious, kept thinking I was having a heart attack, and considered phoning for an ambulance. That's how you know you're having a good time.
People love it when you're doing that at the shops, by the way. People love it when you show up experiencing waves of, I don't know, euphoria, disconnection, and then start to nod off in the food court or whatever. Has he made it to the shops yet, do you think?
I think
he
I think he's there. Yeah.
He's referring to talking to a friend, but like, yeah, I personally am not signing up for the experience of, I feel like I am dying and also falling asleep.
Yeah.
Don't want those two at the same time, at least.
Yeah.
I told a friend what I was feeling and he said that he had never done nutmeg, but has tried XTC, written the cool way, shrooms and LSD, and said what I was feeling was normal and that I was just coming up.
Mm. Yeah, normal for, like, I guess if you've taken a bunch of nutmeg, which is not a normal thing to do.
What is normal?
What is normal? It's natural. It normal? Comes from the ground.
It you comes from the ground,
you
yes.
You can't make it illegal.
Yeah. It comes in a hard, very difficult to get down seed. You were meant to have it.
Yeah, God gave us nutmeg and microplanes.
That's right.
5 p.m. Fuck.
The timelines on these are so crawling,
it's just
dude.
Stupid. It's real and fucking... Like,
and there's like nothing in between. Yeah. Like, at least when you take acid, like, it lasts for a long time, but there's also, you know...
The whole time you're on acid.
The whole time, yeah, you're like... oh shit, I'm finding some new stuff out about the world or whatever.
And a bunch of different shit is happening all the time. You walk into a different room and you're all of a sudden in a completely different terrifying experience.
Yes.
Or beautiful experience. Yeah.
Nutmeg is like 16 hours have passed and I feel like I might not be alive anymore.
I feel nauseous and lightheaded.
Yeah.
I think I'm having fun.
Oh, we've had some changes at this point, though. 5 p.m. Still feeling the same. Plus, I was getting very confused and had virtually no memory. I went into a shop to buy a drink. When I had to pay for the drink at the counter, I was finding it extremely hard to talk or say small sentences.
Great.
I went to another shop to get a lottery ticket. Seems very unnecessary.
Yeah, no, yep. Okay, I get that.
But had to leave the shop because I was too confused to do it. At this point, I thought I better go home before I get any worse. My house
or
is
perhaps you get arrested.
Yeah.
There is a gibbering strange man in here. He's pointing at the lottery tickets. He won't say what he wants. He stinks.
The numbers. Number card.
Yeah.
Number card, please.
Number card, make money. Number card, make money. My house is a 25-minute walk away from where I was, but it took me about 1 hour and 30 minutes to walk home.
Also, what you want to be doing is walking a half-hour route while you have no memory and you are very confused about everything and it is getting dark.
And, like, you know this is America. Like, it's almost certainly America, right?
Yeah.
Just by nature of being
so there's cars going by at, like, 70 miles per hour.
There's no footpath. There's no crossings. There's no anything. And you, like, don't know up from down.
It took me so long to get home because I was so dazed and confused and still finding it hard to stay conscious.
No, we figured that out.
Yeah.
That part you didn't. Yeah.
Turns out it's been like that the whole time.
There's no wonder in this.
Yes.
There's
Where's
no joyous
sense of
discovery.
Or beauty. Yeah. I realized we were all connected. Nope. No, I felt sick and I got lost a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still kind of waiting for the one of these that says, had fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I wouldn't include that one because it's not good podcasting.
No, well, we did have that one and it was one European guy talking about how much he loved jacking off for hours and hours
and hours.
That guy
was so happy. Please check out the episode from Supper Until Midnight. It is Masturbation City. If you've never listened to it, it is an absolutely euphoric tale.
Wonderful European man. I would be walking down the street and then all of a sudden be at the end of the street.
Yeah.
It was as if I kept losing consciousness, blacking out for like 2 minutes, but my body would just keep going as if I were sleepwalking.
That's
not great.
So cool.
Wow, what a fun trip.
On the street, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Like in public.
It's where you want to be, out of your house with your body just strolling along like a mech on auto drive, you know? I kept coming to and finding myself walking down the wrong street or walking back the way I had just come from, walking in the opposite direction from my home.
This is like when you're one of those like horror games where they like fuck with the movement mechanics so that like you think you're walking forwards but you're going down like a fake version of the corridor or whatever, but it's happening to him in real life.
Yeah, you're like going, I need to unplug my controller as you're like shaking the wrong door getting someone else's house. My memory card is full. Mister, please leave us alone.
To try and keep myself fully conscious, I tried talking to myself. Not out loud, just in my head.
Yeah. It was definitely out loud.
I tried to spell my name. Yeah, he's like looking at someone on the street saying out loud, why is he looking at me like he can hear my thoughts?
Yeah. H-I-T-L-E.
I tried to spell my name, Matthew. I thought M-A, small pause, then T-T, long pause, then H-E-W. In the time he spelled the name, he's moved another like half kilometer away from his house.
That's right, he's like back at the mall. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I then tried counting. It went like 1, 2, 3, pause, 5, 7, 9, 8, 3, 10.
I couldn't T plus 13 hours, became toddler.
I couldn't remember what came after 10. It sounds like you couldn't remember what came before 10.
Yeah. It's weird that he doesn't comment on that part. He might have permanently damaged his ability to count.
By now, I was getting really worried. I was thinking, what if I forget my name and where I live? Again. Yeah.
Also, your friends have abandoned you while you're like clearly disoriented and not having a good time, which kind of makes me think that they also were not like warned.
Yeah.
That you would be showing up like this. And also,
hey, by the way, I'm fucked out on nutmeg. Yeah, can you guys help me if I appear to be in distress? Instead, he shrugged up and been like,
"Theme on this."
Hey guys,
Guys, I'm Megging real hard right now.
I need to get out of here.
Feeling pretty normal.
He's like turned around and started just walking, like he's trying to push through the wall. Should we help him or do we just go to time zone? Time zone.
He'll be right.
6:30. Reached home, walked inside the house, and immediately started to puke. Puked 3 damn times. I tried cleaning it up, but was so out of it that I just had to go and lay down on my bed.
Great.
Drugs are cool. Yeah.
I immediately turned on American Psycho on the TV.
Maybe there's a reason that even though you can trip off of this, they didn't bother making it illegal.
Yeah. Hey, it turns out if you take a bunch of nutmeg, it makes you have a really shitty time. Should we make it illegal? No.
Makes you feel super ill and you don't get anything good out of it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, like, literally any time that anyone works out that you can take something recreationally, which is not really how I describe this, like kratom or whatever, right? Like salvia.
Yeah.
They're like, oh shit, we got to make some new rules yesterday.
Take that fun one out of there. Get it out of there.
Yeah, get it out. Get it out.
Nutmeg, leave it in. Yeah, this is what all the drugs are
yeah,
like.
We're going to leave the joke drug in.
Oh. On my bed, I noticed that things looked different, as if everything was props off a stage play. It was as if things were flat. This is like the most interesting thing that has happened to him by this point.
This is the first like good drugs experience he's had, is things looking a bit weird.
Something looked different.
Hey, what if our nature is not what we know?
I'm so fucking sweaty, dude.
8 p.m. By now, I had a different perspective. Everything looked taller. You're lying down, dude. You're lower. You're lower down in the room than you were before.
Welcome to single point perspective. You should have experienced this before.
Oh, everything looked taller and the room looked longer. I stretched my arm out in front of me and it looked like it reached out across my room. It looked about 5 feet long. Also, I was feeling really horny and started to masturbate. It was amazing. Every stroke, pump, whatever you want to call it, felt like an orgasm. Not just a great orgasm. I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Oh, you're reading?
Not a great orgasm.
From here? I thought that you were riffing there.
This is the story. I started to jerk off. It felt okay.
Yeah.
Unless, is he saying that every stroke felt like
an
small
orgasm? Yeah. La petite orgasm.
La petite.
Okay. Anyway, I just kept pumping away at it, getting multiple orgasms, but was not able to ejaculate. After about 30 minutes of jerking off, I decided to go to sleep.
Yes. And sex doesn't have to be about the orgasm.
This has been like
jacking off does, though. That has to be.
This has been a 12-hour nightmare for him by this point.
Yeah. Well, at least it's over now, right?
2:30 p.m. Sunday. Woke up feeling fine. Got dressed. And went to the lounge to watch TV.
Okay, so 2:30 p.m. Sunday, woke up feeling fine. So at that point, he has been asleep for 16 hours.
3 p.m., that fainted. Rocks.
Just the toll it must be having on your mind and body for nothing.
Nothing good.
And for what?
I felt extremely sick and jacked off for half an hour.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole thing, right? I was really disoriented and ill and scared.
just imagining a nutmeg jam hours. Band. They're just like constantly putting their guitars down. Walking away to finger their prostate in the toilet.
And they come back, but they keep walking away from the stage with their eyes closed, going, oh shit.
Oh, nobody has hit record.
They got to try and count into the song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7,
shit. 4.
H-I-T.
My band's rider ate 80 grams of fresh ground. Must be fresh ground.
Nothing. Individual capsules, 90 of.
So 2:30 p.m. Sunday, woke up feeling fine, got dressed, went to watch TV. 3 p.m., fainted. Came to wet through with sweat. 5 minutes later, and I fainted again. Rest of the day, felt fine.
There's no way he's eaten anything for like 2 days at this point, right?
Except for that nutmeg.
Yeah, and the drink that he managed to order, a cola.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say it. I don't think 25 grams of nutmeg is going to sit real nice in the tummy.
No, it can't.
Yeah, get some Weet-Bix in there or something.
Look, we've all been young. We've all liked doing drugs and maybe not have had a lot of money to spend on drugs. I urge you to make friends that will share real drugs with you instead of doing this. This is not a fun time. This is not a good experience.
Yeah.
Or if you have done so much of various drugs that this is what you're looking for to try and find something new, have a break.
Yeah. You know? Have a tolerance break.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And then just like have a month without smoking weed and then smoke weed and you'll be like, holy shit, weed is crazy.
Yeah.
Weed is nuts. Have you guys tried this?
Was I always getting this high? And the answer is no.
No, you weren't, because after a while you were smoking like 4 joints and it didn't really do anything except making you irritable.
Yeah, and make you unable to cook dinner.
Yeah.
Too high.
And then when you did eat, you ate just an unbelievable amount of food.
Yeah.
And then you felt like shit after that. Then you wake up really stupid in the morning. That's not fun. Don't do that.
If you've had a good experience ingesting 30 grams of nutmeg, you could write in and tell us about it. And we'd talk about it on the Punta Vista Hotline. It's time for the Punta Vista Hotline.
Facebook, but we don't even check the Facebook, yeah.
Who even uses Facebook? It's just for marketplace and for 60-year-old people sending each other their AI-generated pictures that they made of Jesus.
Share if you agree.
1-800-317-7515. That's the Buena Vista hotline.
1-800-317-7515. That's the Buena Vista hotline.
1-800-317-7515. That's the Buena Vista hotline.
1-800-317-515. That's the Buena Vista hotline.
Hey, remember the Buena Vista hotline?
That's beautiful. That was truly phenomenal.
Hey, if you like that, oh, I needed my tenuous connection there. Hey, I've got a letter here from a listener named Andrew L. No, that's too obvious. Let's say A. Law.
Mm-hmm.
It says, are you going to release a Buena Vista album? And the answer is yes. You can find the Buena Vista Experience on buenavista.bandcamp.com. That's 20-something songs and themes in beautiful lossless FLAC. That's right. You can hear the songs you've been hearing for years now in stereo. Multiple channels.
You didn't have to make up an email from yourself asking for the album. We actually have had quite a few people asking for the themes to be put up on Bandcamp for quite a long time. You could have found any of those.
Yeah, I didn't want anything. Too much work. I was busy recording a cover of my own theme for a segment. I believe that's on the album as Buena Vista Hotline, Soulful White Boy Reprise.
That's beautiful.
Get along to buenavista.bandcamp.com. Get yourself a free digital album. Enjoy.
You are a nasty little freak if you listen to it, but like that's very nice and we appreciate it a lot. But it's weird to listen to podcast themes, but it's cool if you do.
Yeah.
But it is strange.
Yeah, we don't understand you, but we appreciate you.
And we want to facilitate it, but like you're odd. Like you're an odd duck.
Yeah.
That's
fine. It takes all kinds.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Even you.
We will see you maybe on the bonus episodes. If not, we'll see you next week. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye.
Bye.